right. I want to ask you one last memory and just talk a little bit about Sister Jean. She obviously went front and center this last year, but you were on the Sister Jean beat long before the national media.
So I'm out one day. This is when I was not a vegetarian. I'm a vegetarian now, okay? So it's right before the Loyola game. This was many years ago now when Loyola first came to the league. So 5 years ago it was. And I'm ordering a hot dog. It's about an hour before the game. I'm ordering a hot dog. And there's this little lady, you know, she's dressed up in Loyola stuff. And she comes bebopping by and I see her. And she sees me and we say hello. And we just started to talk. And it was Sister Jean. Well, she becomes like, you know, my best buddy. And I love her. I absolutely love her. So then 2 years go by. I see her do the pregame prayer, which is the best thing in college basketball. If you've never seen a Sister Jean pregame prayer, I'll never forget Wichita State came to Chicago. And she just sets them up. I mean, she comes out there and welcomes them. I mean, yeah, Sister Jean is, she's the kindest person in the world. Welcomes them. She says, what a great city Wichita is. Your business program is world-class. I mean, she's buttering them up and then just goes right for the jugular, you know, and just says basically, and we pray to God that the Ramblers beat the Shockers today. You know, that just wasn't. So then we're doing a game between Loyola and Evansville. And I called David Ashbrock, my producer, and said, hey, what if we did our pregame with Sister Jean in the chapel at Loyola? And he says, I love it. Let's do it. And you can see it on YouTube. It's out there. And so she goes through the lineup, Gary. She knows her stuff. It was perfect. And then the last thing I'll tell you about is that when the NCAA tournament came along, I said back in February that Loyola was a lock for the Final Four. And then, right before the tournament started, I put out on Twitter that Sister Jean would be the biggest story in college basketball in the next 3 weeks. Well, I got lucky, you know. I got lucky on the first one. That wasn't luck on the second one. I knew that she would win over the entire nation, and she did. And her and I, we stay in touch on a regular basis. I end every email and every call with her. I tell her that I love her, and I do. I love Sister Jean, and my wife understands it. She knows that I have two women in my life, her and Sister Jean, and everybody's cool with that.
So wrapping things up, this whole scheduling thing and all that, you know, the leagues really have to get a hold of this, don't they? I mean, like, when you step back and think about the Missouri Valley, and I know you love Doug Elgin and Jack Watkins and all the guys.
Yeah.
What do you think the Valley has to do next, if anything? I mean, do you have a thought about that?
Well, listen, I'd be a liar if I said I haven't been in touch. I'd also be a liar if I said that they wanted my help right now. You know, and that's not a knock on me or them or anybody else. I mean, conferences are in their space. And I know that the powers that be in the Missouri Valley are watching this very closely. That's good enough for me. When the Valley calls, I will answer the phone. When any conference calls, I will answer the phone. I want to do what's best for college basketball. And I believe that we are doing what's best for college basketball right now. And I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about the people that I'm working with, and that's my focus. And if other people would like to join the cause and be a part of the movement, they would be welcome with open arms.
It's always delightful just to hang out with you and listen to you, you know, preach the message, you know, because that's what you're doing. You're the John the Baptist of this thing. And so I super appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure, Harry. And listen, the last thing is, I have nothing against capitalism. You know, I'm all good with where we're at as far as the spending goes in college basketball at the highest levels. Jay Wright and Villanova, what they've done is tremendous, and I'm a huge admirer. You know, but I also think that everybody else deserves a voice, and everybody else deserves a chance. And my life right now is to ensure that I create value for the things and causes and people that I love and care about. And that's exactly what I'm trying to do with my business, and I'm having a lot of fun doing it.
Sounds like it. Mark, thanks so much. I hope you have a great summer, and I hope to bump into you soon.
Thanks, Jerry. You're the best.